Hello everyone, welcome to the Paracaleo Podcast. I'm your host, Ashton Wright. I want you to know that I am so thankful that you are with us today. I hope this episode encourages, comforts, and empowers you to live your life for the glory of God. Welcome everybody to the Paracaleo Podcast. I'm so glad that you guys are with us today. I know it has been a while since I have uploaded anything, posted anything. I know it's been a couple months, but if you know anything about ministry, specifically student ministry, you know that the summer is really, really busy, and so that's my excuse anyways. And so it's been pretty tough to post anything here lately, just a lot going on. And but I do want to say thank you guys for tuning in today. I have I think a pretty awesome word from the Lord, something that he shared with me during my quiet time. And so the title today is The Motive for Obedience. The Motive for Obedience. And so I just want to read from you from Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. It says this. The Apostle Paul writing to the church of Galatia, and it says this. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. In the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And I read that to you, and with the title of The Motive for Obedience. When you read this passage of Scripture, you can sense and understand the Apostle Paul's outlook on life, the reasoning, the motive, if you will, for why he lives the crucified life, this life that is identified with Christ, this life of obedience and worship to the Lord. He says, I have been crucified with Christ. I'm dead to who I used to be, and I have faith in the Son of God, and I have been saved. I've been set free from sin and from physical death, in the sense of, you know, he will live forever with God, as is the case for every Christian. And he says, and it's no longer I who live. This life I live is now dedicated, set apart for the Lord. I walk in obedience to him and in submission to him and surrender to him. And the reasoning is because he loved me and gave himself up for me. I think sometimes we can almost have the wrong motives when it comes to obedience, or the wrong perspective maybe is a better word. Because a lot of times we look at obedience to God as, we look at it begrudgingly. We look at it as something we have to do. And I think it's because the way we view obedience to God, or submission to God, that a lot of times we view obedience to God as something we do so that God will love us. For example, if I read my Bible, if I attend church, if I do these religious things, these then they're good things. If I do these things, God will love me. God will have more favor towards me. God will be more gracious to me if I do these acts of obedience. And what we don't realize that we're doing is the motivation for our obedience is not a pure motive or a proper motive or the correct motive. Now our motive for obedience is trying to earn favor with God. And I don't know about you, but if you've ever lived in that way, if that's ever been your motivation, and maybe it is your motive for obedience, it is a very miserable way to live. The fact of the matter is, the Apostle Paul tells us here, he says, I live this crucified life. I live this life of obedience and submission to God. Why? My faith is in the Son of God. Why? Because he loved me and he gave himself up for me. See, we live a life of obedience to Jesus because he first loved us. We, in response, because we love him, we obey him. And I think that is the proper way to view, the proper motive, the proper way to view our obedience and the reason why we obey God. Not to earn his favor, not to earn his love or his grace, but because he has been gracious to us, because he does love us, because he gave himself up for us. gave his life for us, spilt his blood for us. The greatest sacrifice that's ever been made, Jesus Christ, God's Son, laying down his life for us, that we respond in love to him. And the implications of that is obedience. I mean, isn't that what Jesus said? If you love me, you will obey me. Not obey me so that I'll love you. It's no. Your response to Jesus is loving obedience. And as I was thinking about that, I want to encourage maybe the Christian that views all of these things that we do in the Christian life as we have to do it, but we do it begrudgingly, or we do it because we have to do it, or if we don't do it, God's not going to love us anymore. No. I believe we have the wrong motive and the wrong perspective when we view it that way. It's Jesus, I love you. God, I love you. You gave yourself for me. You died for me. You took my place. It's an act of, and my obedience to you is not because I have to, it's because I want to. It's because I love you. And I want to read to you from a prayer book called Valley of Vision. And this is actually really birthed. I was reading this prayer, and then Galatians 2:20 was pressed upon my heart. And that's where this podcast is birthed out of. Is from, it originated, God used this prayer. It's a Puritan prayer book and devotional. And so from this prayer, God laid Galatians 2:20 on my heart. And you see the Apostle Paul's motivation for living the crucified life. It's because God loved me and gave himself up for me. And so this prayer is I think, I'm going to put it in the description because I'd love for you to read it yourself. But I just want to read you this prayer, and let this be your prayer today and every day when you think about obeying God, walking with God as a Christian. And I quote, it says, "Thou hast loved me everlastingly, unchangeably. May I love thee as I am loved. Thou hast given thyself for me. May I give myself to thee. Thou hast died for me. May I live to thee. In every moment of my time, in every movement of my mind, in every pulse of my heart, may I never dally with the world and its allurements, but walk by thy side, listen to thy voice, be clothed with thy graces, and adorned with thy righteousness." You see it there? You see how this desire for obedience to God, this desire to please God and love and obey God and walk with God and please God, it stems from the fact that God first loved us. And because God loves us, we love him, and we demonstrate our love through action and through obedience. And so let that be your prayer today. Let that be your mindset today and every day. When you view obeying God, what is the motive? Why do I do these things for the Lord? It's not to earn his favor. It's not for him to he'll show me greater favor and grace today because I prayed this morning. Are those things good? Yes, of course they're good. Of course that's acts of obedience and loving God, and that's the natural overflow of what we should be doing, is praying and reading the Word and going to church, but not as a means to earn something or gain something from God that he's already given to us because he loves us. And so I just want to encourage you this morning and exhort you to obey God with the proper motive out of love. And when you do that, you'll begin to see that your perspective will change in how you view obedience to God. Thank you for listening today. If this episode exhorted, comforted, or encouraged you, please share it with others. I can't wait to be with you again soon. Be blessed, my friends.